السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الكریم اما بعد رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی قال اللہ تعالی فی الفرقان الحمید قل یا عبادی الذین اسرفوا علی انفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمت اللہ ان اللہ یغفر الذنوب جمیعا انه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وسلم تسليما My noble audience, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Almighty, last week we made mention of a action, a ibadat that will be most weightiest when placed on the scale, and that is Tawbah. And we gave it a modern name, and that is rubber, eraser. We made mention under the discussion of the hadith that has been recorded by Ibn Majah, Tawbah liman wajada fi sahifatihi istighfaran kathira. Under the word Tawbah, we made mention that there are two understandings of the meaning of this word. The most known translation of Tawbah is glad tidings. But there's another very unique translation of the word Tawbah, and that is tree. And we made mention that the Nabi of Allah says, Tawbah, glad tidings, liman wajada fi sahifatihi, who finds in his book of deeds, istighfaran kathira, istighfar in abundance. That is the first translation. Second translation, Tawbah, there will be the tree of Tawbah, liman wajada fi sahifatihi, for that person who finds istighfar in abundance in his book of deeds. Now, the second meaning of Tawbah, that means the tree, is very, very appealing. It's very, very attractive. And you will find it is very attractive once you come to know of the haqiqah of Tawbah. And we made mention last week that in paradise there is a tree. The foundation of it is made out of gold. It is made out of gold. And in addition to that, the Nabi of Allah spoke about the width of it, the length of it, and said that if a camel at the age of 5 was to travel around the trunk, its lifespan will not allow it. It will perish before it makes the tawaf of the trunk. In addition to that, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he makes mention that the branches, they will produce garment of silk. And when the wind in Jannah blows on the leaves and the branches of this tree Tawbah, it will create music. The sap of this tree is zanjabil wa asal. It is mixed ginger and honey. Then the Nabi of Allah says, يَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَصْلِهَا ثَلَاثَةَ عُيُونَ, that from the foundation of this tree there are three rivers that flow. We made mention of two last week, and we will make mention of the third one. The first river that flows from this tree has been made mention in Surah Waqi'ah, بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقٍ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ. So the first river is known as Ma'in. And then the second river has been made mention in Surah Dahar, in which Allah Almighty says, عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا. That is the second river. The third river that flows from this tree has been made mention in Surah Mutaffifin, Surah 83, verse 25. Allah Almighty says, يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٍ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ. Rahiq is the name of this river. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. They will be given to drink from pure sealed wine. Now the name of the river according to the theologians is Rahiq. So Ma'in, Salsabila and Rahiq. But this third river has been spoken about in a style that it seems like this is the master river of the three. Because Allah Almighty says, Khitamuhu Misk, that the wine that a person will drink that flows in this river, the seal of it is musk. The seal of it is musk. And as we know that musk is a very expensive commodity in this dunya. And normally a person in this part of the world or in this dunya, he uses wax as a seal or a stamp as a seal. But the seal of this wine that is flowing in abundance, and according to the statement of Surah Waqia, بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقٍ, jugs. You're allowed to take jugs out. It's not confined to one cup or two cups. You can take jugs out. Abariq. This wine that is pure, it is sealed by musk. But what does Allah say in the following ayat? Or in the following statement? وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ. And that is going to be the topic of today, very relevant to the holidays. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. In this ayat, Allah speaks about the river known as Rahiq. The seal is musk. Previous ayat of Surah Mutaffifun, Allah speaks about paradise and the bounties that paradise contains. And then Allah concludes the theme of Jannah by saying, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. For this, meaning for the river of Rahiq, and for the various bounties that are placed in Jannah, for this, let those strive who want to strive. Let the competitors compete. Tanafus literally means that a group of people, they strive and they struggle to gain something that is desirable before other people take advantage of it. So they exceed, they surpass others in making it to that junction, benefiting from that before anyone else benefits. If a person wants to drink from these rivers, and if a person wants to stand in front of this tuba tree, and if a person wants to wear the garment that this tree produces, and if a person wants to witness the glitter and glow of different stones that have been sprinkled upon this tree, then فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. مَنَتْ كَرُ. Then there's an effort. As there's an effort for this dunya, for things, objects that are perishable, a person makes an effort. Why should he not make an effort for the bounties that have been created by Allah that are durable, that are sustainable? I'm going to create a scenario. And the theme of the talk is for the youngsters, because it is holidays. But the elders can benefit as well. Allah Almighty in Surah A'la, He says, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. Akhirat is adorned with two characteristics. خَيْر, it is better. وَأَبْقَى, durable. بَاقِي رَنَي وَلَا, durable. So I'm going to create a scenario. And I'm going to want my noble audience to think about what I am saying, especially the youngsters who are in the prime of their journey. They're in the prime right now. Your body, your strength, your health. is supporting you to do whatever you want to. After 2 or 3 decades, you will not have the same support group. You have a very strong support group within. But after 3, 4 decades, you will not experience, you will not have that support group within. You will have many, many desires, but your body will not follow. So the ulama have said, think about it. I'm a person who has 2 houses. And I want you to really think about this today. I have 2 houses. One is a mansion. Beautiful. Let's call it a dream house. So everyone can for a few moments depict their dream house. So that's 1 house, a dream house. Secondly, I'm an owner of a substandard house, underdeveloped house. The roof is leaking. The doors are squeaking. The screws are falling out. The wood is expanding in summer, contracting in winter. Kichi, kichi. Very substandard house. But I give you the option. I say, look, you can take this mansion and it is yours. I'm giving it to you. It is yours. But you're only allowed to stay in this mansion for 3 months and then you're going to have to leave. So your visa for this mansion is 3 months. After 3 months, you have to leave. That's the first option. Second option, you see this substandard house, underdeveloped house. Not so good. But if you select this house over the mansion, you remain in this house for eternity. It is yours. Permanent. What house will you choose? The second one. The latter one. The wise choice will be to select the house that is underdeveloped, that is substandard, because it is abqa. It is durable. Over the house that is fani, that is to perish. Now that will be the choice of a sensible person in this dunya. Now let's, with a slight variation, apply this parable, this example, to the life to come. The houses that we may be given in this dunya, or the life that we may be given in this dunya, even if it is the best, and there's no mixture of hurt and pain, and no mixture of remorse and regret, and no mixture of sickness, that's not going to happen. But let's just imagine for a split moment, we are given that life. And all the commodities that a person desires are given to him by Allah Almighty in this dunya. But the deal is, you can take whatever you want from this dunya. You are the king. And let's go one step further. We allow you to witness وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Whatever you desire. Now this is going to be a hallmark of Jannah. Whatever you desire is going to be fulfilled. Let's say for this dunya, one person is given this bounty. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي. Whatever you desire will be fulfilled in this dunya, but only 60 years. Whatever you desire, good or bad, small or large, it will be granted. You have the power to make a request and it will be accepted. But you've only got 60 years. From your inception to the last breath, you will remain in the state of health, no sickness. But after 60 years, you have to leave. But if you want to select this option, then you will have to give up akhirah, that is not substandard, that is not underdeveloped. But it is better. It is better than whatever you can gain in this dunya. And it is durable. What will be your selection? should be the letter. That's what the Quran says. Wal akhiratu khayrun wa abqa. In this dunya, we use our mind, our intellect, and we allow our mind to guide us to what is better for us overall. One person, he sees food in front of him. A few days ago, one brother said, if you eat one chip, it is 12 calories. Now one person, he starts eating the chip. Now there's many dietitians sitting here, personal trainers, they're smiling. One chip, 12 calories, 15 calories. Maza to bahut aa raha hai. Very delicious. Bang, bang, bang. 1, 2, 300, 200 going in. But a wise person will stop. He'll say, no, it is nice, but I have to break. I have to stop. Because this is damaging to my health, to my physical being. I have to stop. There is nice and delicious food. You have to stop. We use the mind. It allows us to give that break. Loosen the foot from the accelerator. What about comparing dunya with akhirah? Where is that break? It seems like the brake shoes have been worn out. Even if we put the brake on, there's no break. Allah Almighty says, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. If you want all that, that is better. It's not substandard. It is not underdeveloped. It is not worse than what you have. It is khayr. And khayr means better. How much more better, we do not know. In Surah Qadr, when Allah speaks about the night of power, the word used is khayr. And all the theologians, all the scholars, the experts have said it is better than 1,000 months. How much more better than 1,000 months, we do not know. Khayr is such a word that is inclusive to many, many levels beyond the levels that we can fathom or comprehend. Allah Almighty says, khayr, it is better. You don't know how much better. Most probably, if it was stipulated in the Quran, we could not comprehend it. Because our mind in its capacity is limited. وَأَبْقَى, it is durable, it is yours. Allah Almighty says, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. For this, the competitors should compete. Now I ask myself, my noble family, have we even enrolled to be a competitor? If you run in the marathon, you have to give your name, you have to enroll. The marathon in London, 25,000 people. I was sitting here. I didn't run. There's a marathon. I didn't run. I didn't enroll. There's a marathon in Gold Coast. I didn't run. I didn't enroll. Have we even enrolled? Have we even entertained the thought that I am a competitor? What did the Nabi of Allah say? لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Do not consider any good to be insignificant, light, weightless. It may be that one good deed that becomes the means of your salvation. Holidays have started. 2 months. Let's see how we utilize our time. First of all, I say to all, let's enroll as a competitor. Let's enroll as a competitor. Sitting in front of the TV, playing games, gossiping. Fine. Do it. But don't disregard what is khayr and durable. Enjoy life, as long as it's in the parameters set by the deen. But give some time to what is going to be durable and better. Set goals. Easy, it's very easy. Set goals. Islam is a practical religion. Set goals. Each youth should say in his mind that I'm going to complete one Quran. Make the goal right now. Your holiday started, I think, last week or this week. Make the goal that I am going to complete one Quran in my holidays. Or make a goal that I am going to come to my local imam and I am going to learn the salah perfectly, so I make no mistake. Or I am going to establish my 5 prayers in the holidays. Or I am going to come to the masjid at least once or twice in the day. Set goals. If you don't set goals, you will not achieve anything. Many a times people go for Umrah and Hajj. They only perform the rituals and return back because they have not set goals. If a person says, look, I'm going to Mecca and my goal is that in 3 days I'm going to complete one Quran, he has set a goal. He will do it. I go to Madinatul Munawwara, I'm going to send 100,000 duruds upon Nabi Kareem Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Set the goal. Do it. But if a person goes without any goal, then he's free. If he does it, alhamdulillah. If he doesn't do it, there's no remorse. The holidays have arrived of 2 months. Set goals, benchmarks, and try to compete with each other. Try to compete with each other. That's what the Quran is saying. Not compete with those that are playing the game better than you, that are playing soccer better than you. Indeed, in that theater, compete. But when it comes out of that theater, then your spiritual life should be activated. That is your physical side. You know, you have to give pleasure to your body. If I say that all day you pray, this is impractical. The imams can't do that, the muqtadis can't do that. That's why the Nabi of Allah used to go out. Yeah? He used to spend time with his wives. You need that as a human being. But we can't give ourselves to dunya completely. We don't want to be spending 10 hours on the ground playing soccer. It's too much. You're giving too much of your energy to something that is not going to benefit you in proportion. Set 1 or 2 hours. And I say to all the youth, make up your mind that in these school holidays, I will come once or twice to the masjid. Being in the environment in itself, in the masjid, without you even realizing, will give you that spiritual boost. Because these are the houses of Allah, Baytullah, Naqatullah, the she camel of Allah. Anything attached with Allah is like Allah's ownership. Now Allah has ownership over everything, but many places Allah has spoken about a item, an object, and then has linked himself with it. That elevates its status. It makes it lofty. These are the houses. Come to the masajid. And I say to all the youth, make a goal right now that you are not going to miss your Fajr prayer. You're not going to miss your Fajr prayer in the masjid. Now what that will do is that will give you much more control over what time you sleep at night. Most of the wasting of time is in the night. Most of the wasting of time is at night. After Isha we sit down. And if you think about it after 3-4 hours, you think about, oh, I didn't need to be there. That 3-4 hours wasn't productive or constructive. It is just gossip. Now, when we delay the sleep at night, the waking up in the morning will be in proportion hard to wake up. It will be hard. The quicker you sleep, easier it becomes to wake up. And I'm not talking about the Hajjud, the nocturnal prayer. I'm just talking about Fajr. So you make a goal today in this majlis, so this majlis is productive. that I'm going to pray my Fajr. And this does not only apply to the youngsters, it applies to all. That's why I said we can all take a lesson from this. All. It's the school holidays. We have much time, a lot of time. And if you do not utilize this time spiritually, you are going to get up to certain things that you're not going to be proud of in the future. The empty mind is the workshop of a devil. When you've got nothing to do, what is going to happen? The mind is going to direct you, guide you to certain actions that are pleasurable for the moment, but are destructive for your future, destructive for your legacy. But the moment does not allow your mind to be activated. Your emotions erupt, mind is switched off, because you are young. So the best thing is to place yourself in the protection of Allah. And how do you place yourself in the protection of Allah Almighty? By placing yourself in good deeds. Start the day on a positive note, with ta'alluq with Allah. Now, which youth has an excuse not to pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid in the school holidays? If we look at it from a different angle, we do not even have an excuse in the study days, in school days. But let's just say, in the school holidays, you have no excuse. You have time. That's what you have, time. Start your day with Fajr in the masjid. All of you, boys and gentlemen. Now, if the child, think about it, if the child is coming to the masjid and the parent is not coming, shame. Sharam karo. I was at my brother's house yesterday, Mufti Junaid Sahib at Bald Hills. He said there's one person, old man, 73 years old. He leaves his house in the morning at 3 o'clock because he hasn't got a car. 3 o'clock. And he walks for 1.5 hours to make it for Fajr. Kaisa amal? 73 years old. 1.5 hours to make it for Fajr. And then, even if you want to give him a ride back, he says, no, I want to walk back. He's competing. He understood the benefit of walking to the masjid. Every qadam, every step he takes, he's been rewarded. Every step that he takes on the way back, he's been rewarded. For this effort, in addition, he's being rewarded. That is the bonus. And then he does exactly the same for Zuhr. He walks. Alhamdulillah, most of us, 99.9%, we live very close to the masjid. And even if we do not live close to the masjid, we have a car. We drive. We're not asking you to make that effort that you walk for 1 hour or 2 hours. But isn't it a shame that we can't make it to the masjid for Fajr? So I want to see an increase in the congregation in the school holidays. And what you can do is, you can surround me after Fajr. We can sit down, we can talk about issues. We can talk about Islamic rulings. But that will only happen when you make an effort and you take that initiative to come to the masjid. Everything will start from the masjid. So my youngsters, keep in mind, if we want all these bounties that Allah has spoken about in the glorious Quran, Allah Almighty Himself says, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Be a competitor and compete. It is not going to happen without competition. Believe that this is a competition. Try to excel. Try to beat, defeat. Leave behind the others. Be proud of that. Many a times, youngsters come and they say, Imam Sahib, 3 goals in the game. Striker, 3 goals. So happy. Alhamdulillah. I don't say, na'uzu billah. Alhamdulillah, very good. Well, what about this side? What achievement on this side? I struck a deal of $100,000. Alhamdulillah, bodacha. I succeeded in my studies. Alhamdulillah, very good. Islam is an inclusive religion to everything. Alhamdulillah. But what about this side? What achievement this side? Have I done anything that I can be proud of? You can't be proud of sleeping through Fajr. Can't be proud of that. Not coming to the mosque even once in the entire holidays. You can't be proud of that. What effort have we made for that side that is khair, that is better, not substandard, not underdeveloped, and abqa, that is durable? You have to make an effort, my noble youth, my brothers, my sisters. You have to make effort, and you can make the effort. You have great potential. You are very mighty and strong, and you have been chosen by Allah to carry this message. You may not know the ability that you have, but according to the theme of the Quran, you have great ability. You are chosen people, dear to Allah Almighty. Do not allow things that are not going to benefit you consume all your time. Inshallah, we will do that. Fathers first, get up in the morning. Fathers first. You're not going to wake up, your children are not going to wake up. Assist them. That is your legacy. That's what you're going to benefit from. That's what you're going to benefit from. Push them slowly. Don't push them so hard that they fall. Try to understand that. Don't push them so much, so hard, so quick that they fall. Slowly. Don't allow your children to become rebellious. They will become rebellious when you are too staunch, too rigid, and hypocritical in your statements. Don't be hypocritical. Say something that you practice yourself. And be kind, compassionate. Your child is your business. It is your tijara for akhirah. Push them slowly, gradually. Encourage them by mentioning the reward. Be merciful in your approach. Be kind with your words. Construct your sentences of lesson and advice with hikmah, and you will say, inshallah, father and son, both will be standing for Fajr. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.